This is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. With me right now, I have Rochester Outland defenseman Mike Manley. Mike, I was just talking to CJ, and I'm going to echo the same exact question. First three quarters were kind of tooth and nail, teams fighting up and back, nobody getting more than a two-goal lead. Last quarter, you just outscored them, I believe it was 5-1 or 5-2. What did defense do differently to shut this team down?
Honestly, I don't think we really did much different. It just kind of, we were steady the whole game. And Sam, being his first MLL game, he played incredible in the fourth quarter there. He made some huge stops for us. And I think our communication increased in the fourth quarter. And, you know, coming off of that Boston loss was just really bad. That was a bad loss for us, we think. It just kind of left a sour taste in our mouths. And, you know, we lost that game in the second half, and we didn't want to have that happen again. So, you know, just all-around great team effort. And I got to give it to, you know, our offense. Our offense played great. They took the shots that when we needed them to, and then when the defense needed a break, they took they used up the shot clock. And it's okay to use the shot clock, you know, as long as you choose your shots well. And if you don't get a good shot, just use your shot clock. And I think our offense did a great job managing the game like that.
Now, what does that do for defense? You mentioned Sam, this being his first Major Lacrosse League game. He had 12 big saves in that first quarter. That essentially kept, I guess you could say, the score as close as it was. What does that do for the defense when you see your goalie coming up with 12 big saves? I mean, does that say something that, okay, the defense is letting too many shots go in, or that this guy is, you know, out there just being the backbone and doing what needs to be done?
Oh, we just have faith in Sam. You know, we know he's a good goalie. And we have faith in he's going to stop the stops we need him to make, and he makes some great stops. And honestly, it just kind of makes our defense relax a little bit and just kind of play more. When you have a goalie that can, you know, make those saves and make those big-time saves, it really relaxes the defense around them and, you know, just really get back to the fundamentals and just play.
Now, halfway through the season, what does this Rochester Outland team need to do the rest of the way to get back to where they were last year and get into that final and get the Seinfeld Cup and bring it to Rochester?
You know, we got the college guys in now. It's great. They're great additions. Just be consistent. I think we got to put together full 60-minute games and just constantly be consistent. And I think we'll be all right. And most importantly, we just got to have fun. Being out there, sometimes we grip the sticks a little too tight and we lose track of what the game's really about. And honestly, we just got to have some fun out there.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much.
Hey,
good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Again, that was Mike Manley, defenseman for the Rochester Rattlers. Again, the final score here from Navy Marine Corps Stadium, the Rochester Rattlers 15, the Chesapeake Bay Hawks 11.